This is a splendid object made in a very early moment of Mesoamerican civilization. It was made with a very hard stone, a green stone. And the surface is so polished that you can sometimes see your image reflecting on the face of the past. I am Laura Filloy Nadal, curator for the Ancient Americas at the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
Over 3,000 years ago, an artist from the Olmec culture carved this exquisite jade mask. The highly polished surface is illustrative of the innovative Olmec style that would be influential across Mesoamerica for millennia. Later cultures, such as the Maya, Mexica, and others, collected and venerated objects like this.
The hardness of jade is nearly equal to that of steel, which made the rock difficult to work and require many hours of grinding and polishing to achieve the desired shape and shine. This face is very heavy to wear and has no orifices to breathe and see, but you can notice side perforation that enable it to be attached and placed vertically. These carved faces were not meant to be used as masks by a living person, but they could have been placed over bundles or perishable sculptures of humans, ancestors, or deities, providing them with facial traits that last forever. As jade was related with the vital breath or the vital soul, jade was an important component of the funerary rites of the Olmecs.
Jade carried many other significant associations as well.
Greenstones had a deep significance. They were related to humility, to maize, to abundance, to luxury. They were choosing greenstones to do special items, sacred objects, but also ornaments that were placed on the body. These greenstones were thought to be capable of absorbing and emitting humidity. So they were like containers of water, containers of humidity.
For a people whose lives and livelihoods were intertwined with nature, with cultivation and the seasonal rains, this mask must have been a truly powerful object.